disowned or disassociated yourself from various records you've made. You've not been pleased with the production or one thing or another. Which ones, looking back now, do you still like? Do you still play?
I don't ever play any of my music again after I do it. I mean, it's boring to listen to something you've done. I don't want to hear it. I mean, I'm on to new things, you see.
Yeah.
But they're all my babies, you see. I mean, I've got to hear all of them anyway, whether there's mud all over their faces or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't usually hear them unless I'm going to perform them again, you see. Then I'll listen to them because I have to learn the words again.
Yeah, yeah.
And the music, yeah.
There have been various projects on the stocks at one time or another, like a book of poems and novels. Are these actually going to appear?
Definitely. Now that I have the manager that I have now, Ling Lucas. Ling is a Mandarin Chinese-born lady, and she's very good. Played with the Taiwan Opera, Ed Hu, Zing Hu, those instruments, and sings Chinese opera music. Now, she totally understands what I'm doing, and I will put out stuff now that I know that it's in safe hands.
Am I correct in saying that you live out in the Southern Californian desert in a trailer?
It's 2.5 hours when I hit the pavement to Los Angeles. When I hit the pavement, I live in a trailer in the desert, up in the Mojave Desert, the high desert. And my neighbors are coyotes, rattlesnakes, ravens. I should have brought some ravens over to the Tower of London. I mean, those are crows. Those are not ravens. These ravens are at least 2.5 feet tall, probably. 2 feet tall. And they imitate all of the animals. I mean, they're actually able to imitate other animals' noises.
Which animals?
Coyotes, turtles. That's when they imitate them real slow.
Is it important to you to live out there for your music and your work?
Mm-mm. It's more important for me to live up in Trinidad, California. I love fog. I love changing all the time. The desert is so subtle. If you really delve into how subtle it is, it's subtle.
Mm-hmm. Are you pleased with this album, Doc at the Radar Station?
Totally.
Completely.
Every note, every I did the whole thing. And it's one of the first times I've been able to do the whole thing. It's exactly the way I want it to be.
You got a track on here called A Carrot Is As Close As A Rabbit Gets To A Diamond, which
no
is...
money. Yeah, I mean, that's all you get is a carrot. You don't get the diamond.
How do you apply a title like that to an instrumental track?
Because of the fact that, you say, a carrot is as close as a rabbit gets to a diamond. Meaning that I don't get any money. You say it's just an art piece. And all I will get is a carrot at the end of, you know, like in front of the, I'll be a carrot to lead you on. As long as I get something to eat, I can do the art.